We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
Okay, well, we're talking about local cost of living and where you live, where you work. Is it possible to get ahead?
That's a good question.
I'm thinking no, just to save you some time. Not really possible to get ahead.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, that's...
Next episode.
Okay, so we're recording this from Rockford, Illinois, which is definitely one of the cheaper places to live in the United States. For a city of 150,000, metro area of 300,000, it's easy to buy a house, very easy to buy a house under 100,000. You can buy one under 50,000 if you...
Depends on if you want to be in a somewhat safe area.
That's true. We also have some pretty sweet crime rates.
Yeah,
but
good way to put it.
Yeah. There, you know, that's a whole other thing, though. Well, actually, it's not, because that's all related. I mean, the obviously a city that has housing prices that low has economic problems, chronic unemployment rate, and all these things. And of course, that's tied to crime.
Yeah, we'll just use a city called Niles, Illinois, as one of the examples for high-end, expensive city. It's probably 75 miles from Rockford.
Yeah, it's a bit northwest of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Near Evanston, maybe. What you were recently looking into, the cost of living
there. Yeah, I was looking at a job over there for a company that I have dealt with in the past. Probably the estimations on various websites, $92,000 a year or so. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at the cost difference, we'll just say the housing prices, probably a $150,000 house in Rockford would be $450,000 in Niles, which is insane in my mind.
Yeah, it's a huge jump. Just the averaged out cost of living, you know, and if the national average is a 1.0, Rockford would be like a 0.9, 90 cents, and the Niles is, what, $1.40. Mm-hmm. If housing costs, you know, three times as much, maybe other things are only a few percentage points more, but the average is still pretty drastic.
Yeah, one of the websites where I pulled those numbers from, the housing bullet point with the data value for that was a lot higher. And then some of the other ones were kind of around the same as Rockford, mm-hmm. but still most of them were more. You know, so you're spending more on everything,
right.
But then the house price was like significantly more.
The housing price is one of the, I suppose, the most dangerous cost of living increases, because, you know, if it's just your groceries costing more, you can stop spending that in a second and go somewhere else. But you're tied to this real estate where you have a lease.
Yeah. House poor, right? That's the term.
Yeah, you can really get stuck there. Now, it's not as bad there. I mean, some of the Chicago area real estate is pretty hot, but it's not as bad as places like, you know, of course, Silicon Valley, where...
Yeah, it's even worse.
Totally out of control.
Yeah. $1 million for a kind of average-looking house.
Yeah. You know, in Chicago, you might have a job in a very high cost of living area, and you can make the choice to live there, or you can say, I'm going to have maybe a 40-minute commute, and you can bring that down a fair amount. Mm-hmm. A 40-minute commute is not fun. That's not good living, in my opinion.
Yeah, because you're losing a lot of time just for relaxation or anything.
But once you get to...
Although you could listen to a podcast on your way to the... job and back.
You can. This is a very short commute-friendly podcast. But yeah,
you
can listen to like three of our episodes in 40-minute
commute.
Just
cue it up.
But 40 minutes is still kind of low compared. So in, you know, near San Francisco, unless you make a good amount of money, you know, you're looking at a two-hour commute just to be able to, literally, to be able to afford to live there.
That's crazy.
I just was at a programming conference a couple months ago, and the keynote speaker was somebody who had worked his way up from the Comcast call center in Philadelphia to being an engineer at Slack, making like $100,000 a year or whatever. So he'd done well, but he talked about the job that brought him to Silicon Valley was Microsoft in San Francisco, and they offered him $120,000 a year. And this guy, he had three kids, but he didn't really have any significant expenses going on, but that $120,000 a year was little enough that he was having to steal free pizza from work events to be able to feed his family for a couple of meals a week. They were like priced out, and they didn't have like a really nice apartment or anything like that. It can get really really drastic. But I guess that's the sort of choice that people are having to make now.
Well, he probably came from an area where he saw $120,000. That seems like so much to him at that time. But then the reality hits of everyone in that area is making more money on housing, so they get more income for their rented houses or whatever. Mm-hmm. They know how much you're making. They take advantage of that situation.
Definitely. It's just too small of an area with too high of a concentration of software companies, I guess. Yeah. I know Philadelphia is probably a little more expensive than Rockford, but he was making $70,000 as an engineer at Comcast. So to go from 70 to 120, I mean, that would be great.
Yeah, it seems like it's great.
And you would think, just kind of trying to quickly do the math in your head, like, hey, even if I'm paying, you know, $20,000 a year more in rent, I'm still going to come out ahead. But it doesn't really work like that because of all the other expenses too.
Yeah.
And plus, it wasn't just $20,000 a year more, you know, when you're talking
for the house. Yeah.
So should people just be in the habit of doing detailed research every time they think about living in a different city?
Yeah.
Did you find when you were doing your search any particular places to get that info, or just Googling?
I can't think of the websites offhand, but if you search for one, the average salary of what job you're looking for, mm-hmm. two, the average cost of living for the area that it is. I mean, you can look around in the general vicinity and see if there are cheaper areas, but then the crime aspect comes into it.
That's true. I found that looking into this a little bit myself, I start with those cost of living calculators. You know, and that sort of gives you an idea, but I'd like to try to find real estate forums like Redfin, Zillow. They have some discussion areas.
Okay.
There's some other sites like that. And people are coming in all the time saying, hey, I'm thinking about moving here from this other place, you know, what do you think? And of course, you have disgruntled people on there that just, you know, want to scare everybody who comes through. Mm-hmm. You can usually get some good information, and people will talk about specific areas to live. I also recommend subreddits for cities and states. Like, if you're thinking about moving to Chicago, rChicago is a great place to ask about where to live and what things really cost.
Okay.
There's actually an rRockford, but there's nothing going on there. So
I'm not surprised.
But you don't need to know. If you're moving to the lower cost of living area, you just need to know where the high crime areas are. So when you're moving to the high cost of living, then you need to ask
true.
About the money.
Yeah. So. Can you think of anything that how to get ahead? Ways, either simple ways or little things, not necessarily with the house, but it can include the house aspect.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that in the Chicago suburbs anyway, like Niles, garage sailing is a great way to get ahead, if that's the sort of thing you mean. Just because there are a lot of people who make some good money, and they're just basically throwing out stuff, and it's not used very much.
Okay.
So saving on your kind of household and clothing budget,
okay,
you know, can free up some room. But as far as the best way to really get ahead, as far as salary versus cost of living, is a remote job or to freelance and live in a low cost of living area.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I feel like that's like
that
the
is
great...
easy to make happen, but if you can. No.
Yeah. It just seems like right now, I mean, it's more extreme if you do it from one country to another, but that's obviously even less available.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I've read a lot of articles in the last couple of months about people moving out of Silicon Valley, where basically they build up their career there, and then they leave as soon as they can.
Mm.
And they, you know, they can take like a $200,000 or $300,000 a year job, just as extreme.
Yeah.
They can take that job and they can move to, you know, the middle of Iowa or, you know, maybe some part of Colorado.
Yeah. Just as long as it has a good internet connection.
Yeah. And then suddenly they've got a huge house and they're spending 10% of their salary to live and they can save the rest. Even if that's not available to someone, you can still take hopefully a Chicago salary and you can, you know, live in Rockford maybe or something like that.
It's possible.
Yeah. Obviously, there's kind of a social cost, but that's probably the biggest delta available.
Just not try to be house poor. So find a house that is suitable enough, but not extravagant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another one. I think people, so again, reading about people emigrating.
And renting is a bad idea in general, because I've seen frequently where someone is spending more to rent a place than to a condo, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So they can either buy the condo or rent one in the same exact area, but then they're spending more renting.
That's true. And that, I guess it all depends on how easy it is to sell it and the
that's true as
cost
well.
Of the transaction. But yeah, if you're going to be a place more than a few years, hopefully buying will save you some money.
And if you can do a 15-year mortgage, that's better in the long run for you than a 30-year, because you're paying less interest.
Very much so.
And that money, people don't seem to realize, is that that money is going out of your pocket. You're just not doing it quickly
with
a 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, the mindset you don't want to have there is, I can afford X $100 for a monthly payment, and then paying that, getting the biggest thing you can, because that probably, you're right, means you have the worst terms financially possible.
Pretty much. You're spending a lot more, and you're restricting yourself by that huge cost of the house itself.
Wherever you live, if you are sick of paying those prices, I guess, and you want to go somewhere else, if you can just take your square footage that is what you need, or what's comfortable for you, and you can get that same square footage in a cheaper area and resist the impulse to get something bigger just because you can, I suppose. But if you're moving to to a bigger city, you're going to have to probably make a sacrifice and get into a much smaller place to make it work. So
definitely do your research before you jump on a job opportunity.
Yeah. These are some pretty hard topics that affect a lot of people. So we've not even come close to giving it proper due diligence in these several minutes, but just hopefully finding those very location-specific resources out there will make transition a little easier.
Thank you for listening to another episode of CapacityCast. You can hear more episodes at CapacityCast.com.